We have Billy Stantz from the Mohawk Valley Patriots back for a second show. Billy, welcome back.
Welcome. I guess we should say. Glad to be here.
Well, okay. We've been talking kind of off microphone here about a thousand things, and I was pretty sure about everything I wanted to say and do when, you know, before you got here, and now you just got me all confused, and we're going to be going in a bunch of different places.
I have that effect on people.
So I've heard. So here's one thing I definitely wanted to talk about is you were at one of the polling places for the primary.
Yes, I was.
So you got to see the new voting machines in action. Describe them to me first, and then we'll kind of branch off and talk about how they were for the voters and any comments you might have heard. So describe the new voting machine for me.
Sort of like a giant black box.
Mm-hmm.
Their own rollers, and the front of the machine that the average voter sees is simply a reader screen, an LDS screen, and then it has a place where you can slide your ballot into it.
Is it a paper ballot?
Yes, it is
okay.
A paper ballot. And the problem with the paper ballots that we found is that we weren't given the proper instruments to do the ballots with. Some districts were given pencils. Some districts were given felt-tip pens. You could erase the pencil marks, and many people did. They overvoted, so they went back and erased the pencil mark.
Well, so then anyone else could erase the pencil mark as well.
Yeah. Okay. So they're going to be trying to fix that. The back of the machine is for the handicapped folks, and we don't have to use that in our district because we really don't have anybody that needs a screen. Mostly it would be for people, I would think, that were blind and need a braille to do the voting. I think the problem was, and why there was so much confusion on Election Day, was because they tried really hard to get the people working at the polls to understand how the machine works.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was the paperwork changed.
Oh, okay. Explain that.
And, well, you had more forms to fill out.
Okay.
The wording on the paperwork changed, and we didn't have enough time before the polls opened to actually read these 5, 6, 7 pages of instructions.
So you needed to kind of hit the ground running, learn all
Absolutely.
This, and still man the polling place on primary day.
Huh? Plus, we had these privacy booths that were new, and we had to figure out a way to set them up so that it would be convenient. We had some complaints that we were standing too close to the machine when people were feeding their ballots in.
Hmm.
But what we were trying to explain to the people was that if your ballot was not correct, the machine was going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to spit your ballot back out. So if you don't stay there until the machine says successfully voted, your ballot could come back out. And if you've already walked out the door, your vote doesn't count.
Hmm.
Because the machine will tell you, you have overvoted. Warning. What would you prefer to get your ballot back and fix that? Or you have undervoted. Did you mean to undervote?
Hmm.
Well, a lot of people, I didn't want to vote for that candidate. But the machine doesn't know that. So it asks you, well, if you walk out and it spits your ballot back out, that's a lost vote.
Sure.
They print it off for our district. I'm not sure how for the other districts. But for our districts, they print it off far more ballots than we could ever use. We had something like 1,500 ballots in our kits.
Mm-hmm.
We used 300 of them.
Mm-hmm.
All those other ballots have to go back and be destroyed because they can't be used again.
Sure.
So there was a lot of complication. The machines were supposed to print out the vote afterwards on like a grocery receipt tape.
Mm.
Okay, and it did that. But for some of us where we had two districts using one machine, we were under the impression that the machine would separate out the votes.
And it didn't.
It didn't.
Okay.
Well, it did, but we didn't know how to do it because we weren't told that we had a little number series that we had to look for, and we didn't know where to find it. Once we called in and they said, you've got to find it on the bottom of the ballot, then that was fine.
Mm, okay.
So what we did was we just called in the votes as a joint, the two districts as one, and then we went back, did the paperwork, found out what was wrong, and then filled out the written paperwork and sent that in. A lot of the places, they didn't do that. They got so frustrated, they just put everything in the bag and sent it back and left the people down there do it.
Which is why it took so long to get results in some areas?
Yes.
Okay. On a scale of, let's say, 1 to 5 for ease of operation for folks that are going in and using this for the first time, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best, how would you score the new machine?
I think probably a 4. And I'm taking into account the elderly people that come in. They're used to the old machines. This is a new program for them. Most of the comments were, well, that's pretty easy. But why did we need to spend the money when the old machines work just as well?
Okay, well, that's progress for you. Billy, let's talk a little bit now about Carl Paladino, who is officially now the Republican candidate for New York State governor.
Right.
And I tell you what, he is he's a little bit offbeat.
Yeah, he's kind of kooky.
His tactics have been a little bit crazy. His dog is one of the centerpieces of his campaign.
His dog is really neat.
Well, you know what?
I met his dog. His dog is neat.
Yeah, and really, we've had dogs in Albany for a long time now.
Yes,
so that's,
but they're two-legged.
So there, you know, no big change there. But and now he's just sent out thousands of flyers that smell like landfills to just kind of illustrate.
Yes, unfortunately, I didn't get one of those.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to it.
Well, I imagine the mailmen really loved delivering those. That must have made the mail.
Well, they don't smell unless you open them.
Okay. Kind of like, again, Albany.
Yes, so. Which was the point he was trying to make.
Exactly. So this has got to be... This has got to be a nice surprise for you, because this really was an upset victory for Mr. Paladino.
Yes and no.
Well, in large part due to the Tea Party movement and movements like yours, you know, this he got a pretty good push.
He did. The Tea Party movements around the state, really, except for downstate, several of the Tea Party places downstate stayed with Lazio. But upstate, he got 90% of the vote in the districts where he lives. In the counties surrounding his area. That's really a good thing if the people that know you, work with you,
absolutely,
give you 90% of their trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual. Carl is, I have gotten to meet him several times.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was the first one to have him here in Utica. And it was right after all the scandal broke about his emails and everything. Mm. And I said, well, he's still entitled to First Amendment rights of free speech.
Sure.
So we had him come in, and I liked him. I liked his down-to-earth style. Mm-hmm. I liked the fact that if he looked at you and said something, he meant it.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't political speak. It wasn't gloss. It wasn't, this is what I need to say to get elected.
He is very unpolished, I will say that.
Yeah, and you and see I, him and warts
I,
and all.
Yeah, I think it's not so much a lack of polish as it is sincerity.
It is.
So,
and he lost his son, I think 2 years ago in a car accident, and he said that just changed his whole attitude about everything.
Hmm.
And he is a businessman. He knows what it's like to deal with the taxation in New York. Mm-hmm. and all the different codes and that he has to follow. And he just said enough. He just said enough.
So now, without giving, you know, a specific endorsement, because I know that your party isn't necessarily all about that, but you do have to be pleased to see somebody like that, you know, get the nomination when really Lazio had much more name recognition and has campaigned before, you know.
Yes, that's true.
So
that's true.
So for someone like Paladino to just kind of come in, I mean, that just shows without a doubt that people are ticked off.
Oh, they
and
want
to ready.
Change.
They're ready
they're,
for a change.
They're tired of the glossy politician. They're tired of the smooth talk express, I always say. You know, because you go to a politician and they tell you exactly what you want to hear, and then they turn around and they do what they want. I mean,
sure.
We're seeing that in Washington today.
Mm-hmm.
People are, they're completely tuning us out. And so the only way to get their attention is to upset. And you see it all over the country. There are candidates coming out of left field. I shouldn't say that. Candidates coming out of right field all over the country. And it's making a difference.
Mm.
First of all, it's making a difference because it's making the politicians in office very nervous. And they're scared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you see that in the races where, like Murkowski in Alaska, over in Delaware with Castle.
Well, now Carl Paladino has to be taken seriously. Anybody can run in a primary.
He does.
Anybody that gets the signatures can run in a primary. Now he's the candidate. He needs to be taken seriously. And I think to a bigger extent now, the Tea Party movement and movements like yours need to be taken more seriously. Their weight has you know,
it has increased.
So.
But, you know, I want to make a distinction here. The Tea Party is really just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It's people everywhere. It's not a particular group or a particular faction. It's just people who want good government, honesty in government, lower taxes, a love of country. You know, it's just people who want the basic constitutional rights that the founding fathers gave us. That's what the Tea Party is. It's everybody who cares about the country, you know. And right now, our country is really in trouble. I mean, really seriously in trouble. We are going down roads we have never gone down before.
We're circling the bowl.
When you have college professors telling their kids that they shouldn't chant USA, USA at a game because it's un-American and it might hurt somebody else in the group that's there in college that's not an American, that's not good.
No. We have a former candidate for president in town today, by the way.
Yes.
Rudy Giuliani is. Right. Where's he going to be at the
He's
Hotel
gonna be
Utica?
At the Hotel Utica, I believe.
What's he
at
doing?
3 to 3:30. He's coming out for Richard Hanna.
Oh, so he's making a public endorsement right here in Utica.
Yes.
Nice.
And I'm not sure whether he'll be traveling the area. I believe Richard said that he would be going to different locations with mm-hmm. him, but I'm not sure about that, so I'm not going to push that. But as far as I know, he's going to be down there between 3 and 3:30, and he's going to make a public endorsement of Richard Hanna.
Are you going to be there? You going?
I'm hoping to. If I can get in, I'm going to go early because I think there'll be a crowd of people there. So, you know, but I'm just going as a private citizen.
If you have a problem, just give him the "Do you know who I am?" line.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'll do, and they'll say, "Absolutely not. We have no idea who you are."
What are we missing today, Billy? Anything? Is there anything that we?
Well, I want to talk to you a minute about the situation with the Bush, I can't speak this morning.
That's all right.
The Bush tax cuts.
Yes,
and how
they're
pushing and they're saying that this is a tax cut and that the Republicans in Congress is blocking the tax cut. First of all, it's not a tax cut.
It never is. But
all it means is that the lower taxes that you're paying now, you will continue to pay.
Okay.
You're not going to get money back.
No.
You're just going to continue on as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't vote to keep them going,
mm-hmm.
then your taxes are going to go up
okay.
by a considerable amount. For instance, the 10% bracket will go to 15, the 28% bracket will go to 31, the 35% bracket will go to 39. The marriage penalty will be gone.
Well, the marriage penalty, I love that.
The marriage
phrase.
Penalty, narrower tax brackets for married couples will return, and it will be from the first dollar you earn.
Really?
Yes. The child tax credit is going to be cut in half. The standard deduction will no longer be doubled for married couples relative to the single level. The return of the death tax. There'll be higher tax rates on savers and investors. The capital gains tax will rise from 15% this year to 39%.
Wow.
In 2011.
That is substantial.
There are over 20 new higher taxes in Obamacare. Several will first go into effect on January 1st. They include a medicine cabinet tax, and it's a tax on all the medicines that you buy over the counter.
Okay.
That's going up. Special needs kids tax will drop so that you'll have to pay more for that. Withdrawal tax hikes, the ATM tax will ensnarl over 28 million people. Up from 4 million this year. According to the left-leaning Tax Policy Center, Congress's failure to index the AMT will lead to an explosion of tax-paying families. Smaller business expenses will be slashed and 50% expensing will disappear. So there's a whole lot going on. So when they tell you that, you know, if we don't do the Bush tax cuts, you know, you're going to lose money. You're not going to lose money because they keep them. You're going to lose money if they let them expire.
All right. We should sit down sometime and make a list of crazy taxes because just what you told me there, I'm thinking, boy.
I mean, that's a big jump. That's almost
huge.
Double.
That's big.
In fact, I've read several articles where the very elderly that are intending to leave their family something that are terminal are telling their doctors that they don't want treatment because they're hoping to die this year, so they don't have to pay that death tax, so they can leave their family something. I've read of 3 or 4 different incidents.
It's come to that, huh?
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
All right, Billy Stands from the Mohawk Valley Patriots. You going to come back and see us again?
No.
Yes, okay.
No, I'd love to. That'd be great.
Absolutely, because we always love having you, and you've always got something interesting to bring to the table. So we'll talk to you at least once or twice more before election time rolls around. All right, Billy, thank you so much.
Take care.